T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tony Alessi is with us for a few minutes this morning, the host of Healthy Rounds, also a neurologist and a consult for all kinds of things involved with UConn sports. And, of course, we're talking about Aaron Hernandez, where his fiancée, Shayana Jenkins Hernandez, says it was CTE that caused him to kill himself. And he was a young guy. I mean, let's be honest here. Tony's with us for a few minutes this morning. Dr. Alessi, first of all, great to have you on. Hi.
Hey, great to be on, Ray.
See, I was under the impression, we've talked about this before, the average person with stage 3 generally dies at a median age of 67. Now, there are going to be exceptions, obviously, higher and lower. I was a little surprised that it shows up at a young age. Aaron Hernandez was not an old guy by any stretch of the imagination.
And I think that reflects how little we know about the correlation between what we find on pathology in CTE and what actually happens clinically. What I mean is we're trying to take what we're finding in the brain after somebody dies with how their life has transpired, whether it be the actions of that life, the time they die. So, again, you know, we're starting to try to draw conclusions without really good evidence and solid evidence to that effect. So I think you're raising a good question, but I don't know that we have enough information to make that decision. Right now.
Tony, is there any way, and okay, a couple of questions. I have a bunch of questions. Number one, is there any way you can really diagnose it before the fact? In other words, you know, well, after the fact, after death, postmortem. Is there any way you can, like, look for symptoms at an earlier age?
No, not particularly. You know, it's interesting. We can find symptoms in terms of brain degeneration early on. We know that in terms of cognitive deficit, inability to coordinate function. You know, this goes back to 1929 when Harrison Martland published his work in an article called Punch Drunk in JAMA in 1929. And he already had described many of the things that Ann McKee and the group were pointing out. And he described it in boxers who lost their coordination, lost their insight into what they were doing.
Right.
So there are clinical correlations with what we have on CT scanning and MRI, but nothing definitive, because what they're reporting now is really a stain that shows a protein that has leaked from the nerve cells in the brain. So we're not there yet, no.
And I should mention that Tony also is like a ring doctor over at Foxwoods for some of the boxing over there. Or are you at Mohegan? I can't remember where you end up.
Both places.
Okay. Okay. And you also do mixed martial arts. You also take a look at that. So let's talk about some of these guys. You know, go back to 1929. And let's talk about some of those guys that you see. I mean, I've seen a number of them. I was a ring announcer for a while. And, you know, you see some of these guys and you're saying, you have no business being in the ring. You have no idea where you are.
Yeah, you know, those were what we think were the dark ages of boxing, in the sense that there were no physicians present, there was no medical regulation. At Mohegan Sun, for example, we always have 3 physicians at ringside to really try to keep this as safe as possible. You know, most of the work is done the night before at the weigh-in. You'd be surprised at how many fights get canceled because we find people not medically suitable to get into the ring. But in the days you're describing, you know, that was fairly common, was somebody got in there and just wanted to get, you know, a couple of $100 to get in the ring and make the money, even though it just meant getting the other guy a win.
Hey, I saw that in the late 70s and the early 80s, too. There were guys who just shouldn't be fighting. I mean, it was clear.
It's still going on. Ray, wait a second. It's still going on, not here in Connecticut and not at the bigger venues in the states like New Jersey, Las Vegas, California. But you will see that in some states in the United States because we have no federal commission. There is no federal regulation for boxing or combat sports. So without that, those guys are still fighting.
Hey, Tony, just a final question. Is there a correlation between, let's say, concussions and later in life developing CTE?
The interesting thing is this. We don't know that for sure. We know that there is an association between getting hit in the head. But we don't know that, for example, football is the absolute causation of it.
Yeah.
But what we do know is this, Ray. Getting hit in the head is not good. It's not healthy, okay? We've known that since 1929. So in answer to your question, yes, we know that getting hit in the head could cause CTE, could cause a number of other things. There are articles coming out now that people who may have had multiple sclerosis at a later age are getting it earlier because of multiple head injuries.
All right.
And that was published last week.
Tony, it's always great. We'll be listening on Saturday from 11 to 1, Healthy Rounds. And Tony Alessi, thank you much, my friend.
Hey, always great talking to you, Ray. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.